Kof Aleph Mal Cheshbon, Friday, the 18th of November, Rabbi Yishai Schlesinger, Parshas Chayesoro.
Shus Atzibo, I would first apologize for the previous Marichi. Usually I do try to come to the Shia Halacha, but with a lot of traffic, I left early. It's very hard to go through the Parshas of the Rishis and not concentrate on the Inyan von Emune and Bitochen. We find the Ovis HaKadoshim had an anhoge of Shemui Kedech HaTev, as we know. Avraham Avinu started off with the Kifshu Ho'esh, and then we had the story of Sora and Paroi. Paroi wasn't allowed to do anything. The same we had Sora and Avimelech. We had a Muhammad Avraham Avinu. He was a few people made a war against the four Melochim, who were stronger than the five Melochim, as we know. This week's Saturday, we had the story of the Zivug of Yitzchok, and the Eliezer Eved Avraham had many, many nisim. We know that they wanted to give Eliezer poison, and the Malach came and turned over the table, and Psuel. Rashi zokt that Hogor was the Shifra, and then the wife of Avraham Avinu was so used to Malachim that it was like Anoshim, because in the house of Avraham Avinu there were Malachim all the time. Also Rashi mentions that Eliezer Eved Avraham said, I left today and I arrived today. He had Tvitzas HaDerech. So every move of the Ovis HaKadoshim was Shloi Kederech HaTevet. Wasn't the natural way. It was an ahoga from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. I begot to know that this hanhoga continues today. It wasn't only to the Ovis HaKadoshim. Everyone knows the Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy. The Ramban zokt min hanisim hagdulim hamefusonim, from the great miracles we see through the generations. Odom moide benissim hanistorim. One comes to recognize there are small hidden miracles in our daily life. Sheheim yesoid ha-toiro kulo. This is the foundation of the Torah. Sheein le-odom chelik be-toiras Moshe Rabbeinu. One cannot have a part in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu Achenamin, till we have a Muna Shelemo, Bechol Dvoreinu Umikreinu, whatever happens to us, whatever we go through life, Shekulom Nisim, everything is Nisim. Ein Behem Teva Uminhori Sheloilom, there's no nature, Teva Ho'oilom, Bein Berabin, Bein Beyochid. If it applies to a Tzibur, to a community, to Klal Yisrael, if it applies to an individual need. Eilem yasa mitzvah yaslechel eschoroi. It all depends on Torah and mitzvahs. We haven't got a normal, natural hanhoge from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We live on nisim nistorim, the Ramban called it. Why is it nistorim? Because that's part of the Golas. It's a chashkes, it's a darkness. It seems that if you go to office, you get a salary. If you don't go, you don't get a salary. It seems that if you do ishtadlus, it doesn't even seem. You find a shida for your child or daughter, and if not, it seems. There's an hobbes haboire, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam feed the world. We all know the Sam Sofer, that Klal Yisrael, after 40 years being in the Midbar, the 8 months. Well, after 40 years, they came to Eretz Yisrael. No man. So they went out to the street and asked someone, gentlemen, can you tell us what and how you eat? What do you mean, what and how we eat? We take wheat, we put it in the earth, and after a few weeks, out comes wheat, we make bread. So he even told me, are you mad? You put wheat in the earth, in the soil, and it comes out, that's nourishment, it can be. So what do you eat? Well, we, every morning, we got mon outside. Mon outside, you're talking rubbish. Bekitzer, alles is nisim. It's just because we get used to it. Emes, mon, we got mon today. What is our water if not the rainwater? Rain comes, we get up in the morning, and we have rain in the morning. Simon, there's no nature to anhogas habir. What was the power of the Ovis Hagdishim? How did they grow through life with a complete different anhoga than every other person? Look at the Nefesh HaChaim in Sha'a Gimel, Perik Yud Gimel. Look at the Ovis Hagdishim. This was the Avoidah Hashem. With their great tzitkes, they put their mind only to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kol Yemeihem, b'li hefseg rega. B'li hefseg. Continuously, they were doubled in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ubotlo birtzoinom kol la koiches sheba'olam. They didn't recognize in any power, in any natural power. They only believed in the anhoge from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam alein. Ule efes v'toyhu nechshevu etzlom. Any other thing, a part of the anhoges haboire, is gorged. Ulechein zochu gam lenisim nifloim b'shidud hamavochus. That is why they were zivah to nisim niflos, because they relied all their koiches only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ani mamin be'emuno shelimo shaboire yizborach shemoi. Only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who also v'osro oiser v'yas l'chol ha'masim. He created and is manhik, and only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Bli hefsek rega. That was the power of the Ovis Hagdishim. And that is why there was zikr to Nisim v'Nifloim. And we all know that this applies to us as well. Nef Shechaim Zot Friyat, he said before, Ube'emes hu'inyen godol u'sgula niflo. Said, I'll give you a sgula. Lehoser u'levatu me'olov kol dinem u'rotsoides acherim. You can levatu, you can destroy. No one will have power upon you. Nor the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When? Kesho'odom koyveya beliboy. When a person realizes, Loima, Aloi Hashem hu olekim hu amiti, only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world. Ve'ein oid milvado yizborach shum koyach bo'olam. And there's no other power in the world. Then, yasliku bizborach shememelo yizbatlu me'ol of kol ha'koichus. And it continues that anyone can get to a massive of nisim v'niflois with the koyach and power of Ein Oid Milvado Yizborach Shemoi. And we all know that the Brisker through the war, he continuously went with the Machshava of the Nefesh HaChaim, and if anything happened, he used to say he went with Yosheber, said, Yosheber, Nefesh HaChaim, Ein Oid Milvado Yizborach Shemoi. And I can tell you, in small things, we all have this experience. He goes through with the Koyach of Eidim Levado to realize, to recognize, know the Koyach from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We do Hishtadlis, but unfortunately it was a Cheter or the Marishan. So we gotta do Hishtadlis. But the Hishtadlis and the result have no connection whatsoever. We know there are people who make the same Hishtadlis and are successful. But other people do mamash exactly the same ishtablas are not successful. But it's not the ishtablas. It's the hanogas habuire yizborach shemoi. And we know that we go through life and we see and we live, we can see it. Sometimes we can see such gewaldige hatzlochas. We look back in life. It has a siyata dishmais. There was a situation where we didn't see the way out. And the Rebbein Shlomo Meid want to say a Nes Golul, or a Nes Nister. The Anhoga of the Rebbein Shlomo came in and took over, and Baruch Hashem, he went through the stage. We can't say that he goes through the easiest time. There are many worries, personal worries, maybe financial worries. Look upon the map of the world, Middle East, not so secure. There are many upheavals. So what do we do? Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. It's interesting. I think I mentioned the story once. But once someone came to the Chazon Ish and he spoke about Shmoyne Esre. And he told him the start of is the Ovois, Tchias Hamesim, Ato Kodosh, Kedusha, Das, Geulas Yisrael, Refuah, which is the basic of a human being's life. And then Baruch Aleinu Sashona Azois of Bishna Bibi Panose. Isn't this somehow of going down from such great madrigas of Das and Teure and Tshuva and Gulas Yisroel, then Panose? How does it fit in? I've already been Panose, but the person who asked the Kasha felt that somehow it doesn't belong in the same line as all the Tfilas, which is up to Baruch Aleinu. Or the Chaznish Gizopt. You are right. Going into the office and making business maybe wouldn't fit in after Gulas Yisroel and Das. But to believe and recognize that Panose is Baruch Aleinu, Panose is Shmoyne Esre, it's a big madriga. It belongs to Das and to Teure and to Tshuva to realize whatever happens later on in the day is a result of Baruch Aleinu. The Panose we make while we daven Shmoyne Esre, while we realize that the Rebbein Shel Olam is manig es ho'olam, then we go and make panosah because Hashem told us. So what a wonderful idea it is. Immediately after davening in the morning, before you go into the Hishtatlas world, to make a short turn away. This means start the way the turn away. You got to realize where the Hanhoge is. Ein oid milvado yizborach shemoy. The proper Hanhoge. We go through the parshas Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecho. We go through the parshas of Bereishis. And then we go through the parshas of beginning of Shemois. The Zicher lemaisei Bereishis, which is Bereishis. The Zicher leitzias Mitzrayim is a Shemois. Hu boire umanhig lechol habruim. My Rebbe, Rav Dov Soloveitcher Shlitzer, told me once that it was the time of Tov Shin Ches, 1947-48. There were many bombs falling in Yerushalayim. What a curfew, you were not allowed to leave in the evening. And once he wanted the daven Ma'ariv, and he saw he brought L'chaim, his brother Rafael, was sitting in front of the door outside in the street. So then he went to Rafael. I don't think it's wise to sit outside. Anything could happen. Better, you're safer inside the house. And Rafael stayed outside, and Rabbi said, I started the daven Ma'ariv. Then I thought, Memonafshoch, if I'm afraid that Rafael is not safe, so how can I let him be there? And I went out, I said, Rafael, come in, and I pulled him in. And then he said, just when I said, Shema Yisrael of Ma'ariv, Hashem Alekinu, Hashem Echad, a bomb fell just at the doorway. And the whole flat was such a shock. Everything was turned over. My Tata, the Baris Kirov, was lying. He had a wooden couch. He was lying on the couch. I believe he said, the only time in my life, in the middle of Maariv, middle of Krishna, I said, I read, Tate was Machtman. Daddy, what do we do? And my father, the Briskor, was so calm. He said, Wer sagt alidaf machen? Who said that we got to do? When you can do, you have to do. When you can't, the Rebbeinu Shleilom takes over. Who said we have got to do? That is the Rebbeinu Shleilom. We go through a time when this machshava has got to be kavua in our heart. Who said we have got to do? There's a Rebbeinu Shleilom, who boire umani lechol habruin. We know it's hard. It's easy to stand here and say I am Sadrosh and Rebbeinu and feed the world. But I've got to tell you, it's an emes. We feel it, we know it. I wouldn't say we always practice it. I'm telling you, even on the way now, I thought myself, I'm going to say a shir on the moon, and I am nervous because of the traffic. That's a human being. Our emes is emes. You saw, I did arrive. There's a Gemara in Chulin. Everyone knows the story of Pinchas ben Yoyer. He went for Pidyon Shvuim to be paid to take someone out, so take someone out of prison. And the Meise said, the Gemara, the Pinchas ben Yoyer have a ko'ozel le Pidyon Shvuim. He went to take out someone. So he came to a river and he couldn't go through. Please, river, split and become dry and let me go through. So the river said, Tosafot, maybe Pichbeo thought it to himself. You are going to do the will of Hashem, I'm also doing the will of Hashem. You don't know if you're going to be successful to get the person out of prison. I know I'm doing the will of Hashem. If you won't split, Gozrani Olecho, I'll make Gzeira upon you, Shloyabu Bchomayim Loilom. Never ever will you be able to continue to go through as a river. Cholakle, the river split. Havuahu Gavre Davodor Chitel the Bischer. There was a person behind Peter Bioso that it took Chitim, it was before Pesach. And it took wheat to prepare for Pesach, for Matzahs. And naturally, he was afraid to go through the water. Wouldn't it be kosher? Omalei chaluk neinamer. You got to split again, my dear. The b'mitzvah osik. Here comes a gentleman who is busy with a mitzvah. Cholaklei. Once again, he split. Havu ahai tayeh the lover by dayo. There was another person, a shepherd. I think Rashi said it was an Arab, who is also part of our party. Omale chaluk le namas, split again. The lolei mekach oisnim with the boy, if you won't split him, and said, we were one pair, we went together, and then they leave me behind, it's not nice. Cholakli. There's a river, by nature, he's got to run all the time. But there's something stronger than nature. Mitzvah osik. And Rashi explains. It's going to be a shmira from the beginning, so he's doing a mitzvah. And if he's doing a mitzvah, it is more powerful than nature. If it comes up, the world is combined of an hanhoge of nisim v'niflois. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, v'hu yechal kelecho. Put your trust to the Rebbein Shilaylam, and he will take over. The Rebbein will take over, but there's a condition. Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha. Put your trust into him. They say, I heard once of a Maggid, there was someone who came to a watchmaker, and he told him, listen, my watch is broken, you know, and he tries to explain, when I do this, it doesn't work, so the watchmaker, please, don't talk so much. Give me the watch and I'll repair it for you. Leave off. I can't repair it as long as you hold on to it. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. Why do you hold on to it? Give it to the Rebbein Shalom. He will take over. We all know the Chazon Ish Emunah Betochen. So the Shittur will say that betochem means it's got to be gewaldig, it's got to be good. Chaznish zogt. He puts down betochem in a different way. Betochem is just to recognize as you do the Rebbein Shul Oilom who is manig as the Oilom and the Welt zogt a moshul on it. If someone goes, let's say, face next to Selfridges and I see the huge big window breaks like an explosion, and everyone gets a shock. Gewalt with such a big window broken, what happened? The next day, the same window, it's not broken. But if someone there, a builder, takes a knife and cuts out the same window, no one gets a shock. There's someone cutting. It's not broken. So the Chazon Ish B'tochen means, you know, there's a manik. There's no Rebbein Shlom around the world. Then Avadim God Avtocho. Boruch Hagev Ashiftar Bashem. Hu Yashem Miftachoi. Betach Olov. Vehu Yase. Have Bitochen. And he'll do it for you. Avadim will live, which looks in the world of nature. Avadim, it seems to be extremely natural. If we do, we have. If we don't, we don't have. That is only because we are deep, deep, deep into Golas. Maybe we shouldn't call it deep. We are more or less, hopefully, on the way out. We know. Someone told me last week that at the time of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Noi de Biyude, the Vilna Gaon, some Sofer, someone asked, why didn't Moshiach come in such a gewaltig door of such great people? I wonder why Moshiach didn't come. I told him, believe me, it's a great wonder he doesn't come today. Then at least there was a Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there was a Noi de Biyude, there was a Vilna Gaon. Today, where, what, when? We look 50 years ahead, what's going to be. So you have a Rebbein Shel Olam. The Ovis HaGadoshim lived with the power of Emunah B'li Hefsed Rega. Later on in the Parshias, we find that the Yosef HaTzadik said they should put back the money into the sacks of the Shiftekor, and they put back the money. And the Shiftekor told the money, Rebbein Shloilom, what happened, how did the money come? And Yankee Winner said, go back and give it back to him. And they went back and they gave it to him. Don't worry, Hakesev, I got your money. Don't worry, Hashem, the Hashem Nosan, the Ibishti gave you the money. Pray the Mishkir Ochmein, the Shiftekor, well, stupid. What do you mean Hashem gave you the money? They paid him, then they found it in their doors, in their food, in their wheat, and he told them a story, they gave it to you, and I got your money. What's happening? So the brisker off. But the Ovesach Doshim to open their drawer and find money wasn't a chiddush, wasn't an S. They lived in Nissen Venifloys. They had only one worry, did we pay or didn't we pay? Why did Yosef do this trick? Because he wanted them to come back with Binyamin. He knew Avadi had Shimon there, they would come back. but there was something else which would guarantee they will come back. If they were to shy, if they paid or not. This is the greatest guarantee. So Yosef, I got your money. Don't worry. How the money is there? So do I'm Hoggis Haboire. Don't know what to win if it's finished, no? So the Maise, we go through the parashiyos. We live with the Ovis Hakdoshim. Let us get a touch of the way they lived. Ein oid milvado yizborach shemoy. And even when we do hishkadlis, just chazal, ein oid milvado, says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. No one, no situation can take away our inner emuna, which we say three times a day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the Nefesh Chaim Zot, Hashem Echad includes this power of Ein Oid Milvado Yizborach Shemoy. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcho, put your trust in Hashem, v'hu yichalkelecho. Betach Olov, have betochem the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'hu yaase, and he will do. And by being mechavig ourselves, when we say tonight in Kiddush, Zicher lemaise bereishis, hu boire, he created the world. Zicher li yitzias mitzrayim, umanhig, he ran the world. Chazerit. And maybe a few times we should practice it. We got an appointment, someone wants to give me, the bank wants to give me an appointment for 10 o'clock, but it'll disturb my shir. Bitochen. The bank will wait. I'll continue my shir. And I promise you. Bepichel v'yoy zogt, osin be'mitzvah, the noho will split, the river will split. From time to time, let us practice the emuna, and it'll be mechazik our emuna. Boch HaBakuk ve'emidon al achas. And the Kisveri Zog, the HaBakuk was the child of the Shunamis of last week's of Torah. Avada, a child who had Chis Amesim, had the power of Emunah. The Rabbeinu helfen, mit the Koyach of Emunah betochen, we should have Boruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, V'hoyo Hashem Miftachoi, and we should see from the Nisim story, we should be zoiche to the Nisim gluyim, and we should be taken out mechashecho ma'afilo lo'oyer godoil bevias goyim tzedek bimheiro beyomeinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.